Okay, let's flip over now, page 87. After the order, write him a thank you letter. Email's fine. Get back right away and start working on the next order. Because you don't, you know, if you get an order, if they buy the tables, you got 10 tables in here, man, you want to get back in here. Now you know the top person that approved spending $62,000. Now you're getting in there, and if you're selling them something for $62,000 and there's a 50% margin, you're making big money on this thing, $30,000-some. So you can afford to go over there. You can afford to take them out to lunch. You can afford to do stuff and really lock up that relationship with this customer and then start getting more business out of them. So you want to get back there right away. And the reason you want to get back there right away, because you want to make sure that he's okay with these tables. You know, hey, how are the tables working? I'm going to be in your area tomorrow. Can I stop in and just take a look and see how things are going? You know, you don't want, like, all the nurses in the practice coming to the boss and saying, these new tables are horrible. You know, you want to get there first and find out if there's any issues they're dealing with and get them fixed. Deal with rejection. You know, it's a negative feeling, and you're the only one that can allow yourself to have a negative feeling. Try not to take it personally. You know, things go wrong for everybody. I told you about that young fellow that got the NFL job talking about adversity. You know, that's what life is all about. You don't get every order out there. But you can't, you know, take it like, oh, my God, I'm inadequate. I can't sell things. I can't do it. You know, that's just you beat yourself up, and that's the wheel of doom. You cannot let that happen. Lou Holtz said, who was a famous coach, thank God for all the customers that are out there. Because there's so many out there. If we screw it up with a half a dozen of them or 100 of them, who cares? There's thousands more out there. So we're okay with that. Not in your case, though. In your case, you got, you know, less customers, but still lots of them. And we don't have to hit a home run with every single customer. What separates great salespeople from the other salespeople is how they deal with frustration. Everyone gets frustrated. Great salespersons do not take it personally. You just can't let it. People can chew you out, and you could just say, wow, you know, I'm glad I could just hang up the phone here and talk to someone else. No big deal. You're not going to get every piece of business out there. I would recommend Unlimited Power, this book by Anthony Robbins. He wrote this book many years ago before he got to be, you know, all overheaded to death, I think, which he is now. But a really, really great book, Anthony Robbins' Unlimited Power. I'll read you a part from out of that book. I read this book many years ago, and here's a little part of this book. He's talking about a famous person. This person, incidentally, you know, talking about famous people, I just read this the other day. Michael Jordan did not make his high school basketball team. Can you believe that? He could not make the team. Did not make the team, but he got into college and he played, you know, outside of his high school, you know, in the gymnasiums or whatever, walked on a college, and, you know, that, the rest is history. The Beatles could not find a record company that would let them cut a record when they came to the United States. Totally unbelievable. This guy failed in business at age 21. He was defeated in a legislative race at age 22, failed again in business at age 24, overcame the death of his sweetheart at age 26, had a nervous breakdown and was hospitalized at age 27, lost a congressional race at age 34, lost another congressional race at age 36, was humiliated in a senatorial race at age 45, failed in his effort to become vice president at age 47, lost another senatorial race at age 49. Is this guy a loser or what? And was elected president of the United States at age 52. Does anybody know who that guy was? That's right out of that Unlimited Power by Anthony Robbins. No, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, totally amazing. So the world is full of stories of failure, failure after failure after failure. And they say that Thomas Edison, when he invented the light bulb, that tungsten was the 1,000th element that he tested in a filament. Was tungsten. So he had one success. And, you know, that's history, because those filament light bulbs was the formation of the General Electric Company. So quite extraordinary. So he had 999 failures beforehand. Let's move over to page 88. And here we're doing a closing role play. In this closing role play, and I'll just kind of walk you through this one because we probably had quite a few role plays here today. keeping in mind the fact that we have event closings and then preferred supplier closings, and the preferred supplier closings are the things that involve lengthy training programs, cost reduction programs, commitments, and things of that nature. Salesperson is visiting an automotive parts manufacturing producing plastic interior trim components requiring a consistent color, GM spec Bordeaux Blue 9934, and an appropriate hardness reading, sure diameter of D equal to 40. The owner is a right brain person that relies on suppliers for engineering.